flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Philadelphia, Washington. Washington, Matt, this don't make no sense to me, Matt. How are they a six-point dog? This one feels like they should be a point and a half dog in this game. Like, 6 points is too much, man. You got Jalen Hurts. He's got a hurt knee. Quinyon Mitchell, their outstanding outside cornerback. He's got a shoulder issue right now. I don't know, man. Like, I don't get how Jalen Hurts with a knee injury is a six-point favorite over Washington and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, the Eagles, it's funny. I think Eagles fans are starting to get annoyed at all the morning shows being like, Eagles panic, and like, is the sky falling? It's like, who won the game last week? Is it us or the Rams? Right. I'm not particularly sure. And I kind of get it. The thing I get stuck on is that even if the Eagles pass game remains mid to be kind, which we know it doesn't have to be, right? Like, these guys can come alive at any moment. Even if Jalen Hurts has his problems, and I think he will definitely be... he'll be minimized because of that injury. We still know A.J. Brown is talented enough to take over a football game. We know Devontae Smith is talented enough to have a monster outing at any point. The thing is, though, that even set that aside,
okay,
I don't know how this team is going to stop Saquon Barkley. I really don't. True. You know, the Commanders...
rush game's been bad. Yeah.
Yeah, in the regular season, second most yards before contact allowed per rush, seventh lowest stuff rate in the league, most yards per carry allowed on gap scheme runs, and man, Jahmyr Gibbs was picking them apart last week. You know, I think you could argue maybe they should have stuck with Gibbs a little bit more.
Totally.
Although he touched the ball plenty. Like, bottom line, he touched the ball a ton. He was big impact as a receiver as well. Fifth most explosive rushing yards allowed on runs off the left and right end and slash, you know, like up the C gap. So behind the right tackle, off the tackle, basically. Like, it's those type of runs, like, how is Saquon Barkley not going to have like two big long bangers that just puts this thing away? I think that's the thing I get stuck against. Plus, just, I mean, there's a huge depth difference. I'm not going to call it a talent difference because I do think Washington has some good players, but just overall depth of roster is certainly in Philadelphia's favor. It's in Philadelphia. I don't know if that matters because Jaden Daniels is just unflappable. But man, I struggle with the with the run defense versus Saquon Barkley part of this. And that's not even talking about, like, again, what if Philadelphia's passing offense finally comes alive?
That's a good point. But Washington in their Week 16 matchup, obviously no Jalen Hurts. It was a Kenny Pickett game there. Saquon Barkley goes for 150 and two touchdowns. He's obviously coming off of a 200-yard performance against the LA Rams in Week 11. Week 11 seems to be the key here. Week 11 is where it's the rematch of the two conference championship games. It's very interesting, right? In Week 11, Jalen Hurts was in there for the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley goes for 146 and two touchdowns. So in their two matchups against Washington, Saquon Barkley averaging a cool 148 yards rushing and two touchdowns per game, to Matt's point here. Jalen Hurts just 221 yards passing, no touchdowns there in that ball game. But and the Eagles won that game 26-18. It just feels like, though, Matt, and I don't feel like people are putting enough emphasis on this Quinyon Mitchell shoulder injury. They're saying he's going to play, and I'm sure he will. Yeah. But there is a high chance, in my opinion, for re-injury. And how effective will he be? And that's a big, big part of this equation, man. Because I tell you what, in that first matchup, Quinyon Mitchell absolutely locked up Terry McLaurin. Two targets, one grab for 10 yards. And as a matter of fact, I felt like, and I don't know if you agree, but I felt like this was a wake-up call for Washington, where they actually started moving Terry McLaurin around just a little bit more after this game, because golly, he could not get off, because as we know, in a Cliff Kingsbury offense, that X receiver basically is tied to one side of the line.
Yeah, and at the same time, though, he did not shut down Terry McLaurin in the rematch, right? Later in the later in the season, then McLaurin, he had one long touchdown with Mitchell in coverage. So, yeah, that is definitely a big point, though. Like, if Mitchell plays versus he doesn't play, that's going to be a big deal because he's been so good. And Stafford just went to work targeting not just Isaiah Rodgers, but even Darius Slayton. I think he targeted him 16 times in coverage last week, to the point that Darius Slay, who's a former teammate of Matthew Stafford, was like, hey, man, like, leave me alone after the game. He said, yeah, I'm happy for Matthew's success, but, like, dude, leave me alone after the game. So, yeah, I think that's a big matchup to watch.
Yeah, you talk about in that in their most recent matchup, Terry McLaurin obviously scored a touchdown and had decent yardage, not a ton, but decent yardage there. He was lined up on the left wide side 61% of the time. Meanwhile, he was lined up on the right wide side 12% of the time. But they did move him around just a little bit here, where they moved him into the slot a little bit more, a lot more than their week 11 matchup. But they moved him right and left, which was really, really interesting. When you take a look at week 11, he was on the left wide side 76% of the time. And again, just comparing that to 61% in their second matchup. So like I said, it just felt like after that game in week 11, it was a little bit of a wake-up call for Washington. Like, hey, man, we should probably try to move Terry around just a little bit.
Yeah, and I think getting some reps from, like, De'Ami Brown late in the season, obviously in the postseason,
yeah, it's been huge.
Probably gives you more trust to, like, move a guy like Terry McLaurin around a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, look, 60%, that's fine. 60% totally fine, right? We're not ragging on Cliff because of the 60%.
No, 60%.
It's got to be much higher than that to get into the warning zone there.
Yeah. No. I totally agree. Okay, let's get to some of these Discord. Oh, excuse me. Mistake free football. Who wins this football game?
Eagles. Okay. If it's mistake free, yeah, I think.
I want to go with the dog here too. I just feel like it's. I feel like Philadelphia's got too much experience. When was the last time we seen this inexperienced of a team go to the Super Bowl? It's rare. It's really, really rare. I think Philadelphia has just enough. I think Washington covers easily. I think they cover 6 points easy. I think it's a close game. I think Philadelphia may even have to come from behind in the fourth quarter. But I think they ultimately end up pulling this one up. Yeah. No.
I will say, to your point there about coming from behind, the one thing that makes me a little nervous is that, like, this is all, I'm sure maybe they don't think about it this way, but this is all gravy for Washington, right? Like, this is
totally.
They very much can play loose. They already play. Sigmund Bloom from Football Guys always says, like, teams take on the personality of their head coach or their quarterback. And obviously you take on the personality of Jaden Daniels. Everybody feels cool, loose, relaxed, and they have every reason to be loose and relaxed. Nobody expects them to be here. They're kind of playing with house money a little bit.
Totally.
And then meanwhile, on the other side, like, if the Eagles fall behind early in this game, especially in Philadelphia, where,
tight.
You know, things get a little tight. It's a little tight there.
A little tight.
So that's my one kind of hang up with this. And your point there, like, they're coming behind in the fourth quarter. I don't know. That would make me a little nervous.
Yeah, I hear you. They've got a great defense, just Philadelphia. Will it come to shine against Jaden Daniels? I think that will be a huge X factor. Can they get home against a guy that's this mobile? I don't know. We'll find out. Anyways, okay. I want, like I said, I want to take Washington there, but I think ultimately I will take Philadelphia in a very close game there. Buffalo and Philadelphia. That's my Super Bowl picks here for 2025.